Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today, we got another couple of things for you on the show, a couple more announcements from the Fortnite team, and a tip on completing another one of the weekly challenges, and a tip for just playing the game in general. So let's get into it. One of the announcements they had today on Twitter, the Fortnite team tweeted out a little GIF or GIF of a new emote, which is called the Take 14 emote, and it's pretty cool. You know, it stays in theme with the whole movie theme that we got going on here for season 4. So your character will just take out a clapper slat and then clap it. You know, it's pretty neat looking for the theme. You know, if you go over to the Fortnite Twitter, you'll find that, or you can follow me on Twitter and you'll see that I retweeted that from the Fortnite as well. And so that's a pretty cool thing. Also on their Twitter, they tweeted out the announcement. They added some more teams to their E3 Pro-Am contest that they got going on for the charity. And I'll go ahead and go over those teams for you now. They added Ali A and Pete Wentz as a team, Willie Rex and Prince Royce teaming up. We have another team of Expert Thief and Janina Gavankar. We have a team of Nade Shot and Tyrone Woodley. We have One Shot Girl and Jack Vallehi. We have King Richard and JT Brown. We have Stone Mountain 64 and Jordan Fisher. We have Birkin Ryan, and we have Birkin and Ryan Cartwright. We have Darkness and Marcus Scribner, and Orkin and Jordan Jones. Now we got some more good teams in here as well with some really top level players. I'm still, you know, on Team Ninja and Marshmallow together just because Ninja is so good. But actually, if you've seen a lot lately, so King Richard here teaming up with JT Brown, King Richard has actually playing a lot with Ninja lately, and I think he's going to be a guy that will give them a run for the money as well. And you know, Myth and Paul George, I think, you know, that Myth is going to be another guy out there that's going to be a top performer. But yeah, those three guys, you know, King Richard, Myth, and Ninja are really going to be competing for each other. Let's see what their amateur partner can do with them to help them get the win. But yeah, I'm still rooting for Ninja and Marshmallow myself. Let me know who you guys are rooting for. Let's see here, what else do we got here today? I think that was, yeah, that's pretty much all the announcements that we have so far from E3 today. Nothing else new news-wise from Fortnite. So let's get into some tips. One of the tips I want to cover today is the weekly challenge that we have going here for season 4, week 4, is the visit the center of 3 different storm circles. Now, this is a pretty difficult one, actually. You have to visit 3 different storm circles in a single match. So you actually have to last a while during a match. Again, for some of our more veteran players, it's not going to be as difficult, but especially you know, a beginner type of players, or you know, beginning level type of players, this challenge could be you know, difficult. Now if you're playing solo mode, the, you know, a thing I would suggest for you to do to complete this challenge is you don't have to go to the center right away of a storm circle, because it's probably going to be kind of hectic. So the way you're going to be able to complete this challenge as well, what you're going to see when you get to the center of the storm circle, you're going to see kind of like a purple beacon of light, and then a little like a little icon there that looks kind of like a lightning bolt. You just have to run near it and it will automatically pick it up for you, signifying that you've been to the center of the circle. But again, a way you can get this done is, again, for the beginning type of players, you can kind of hang out towards the edge of the circle, and then when it starts getting more towards like the end of the time, you know, you can run towards the middle of the circle and then get there before the circle moves and the storm starts closing, and that way you get to the center of that circle. That's one way to do it. Let's see here. Another way to do it is you don't have to, you know, so in total there's 9 storm circles in the game, and the later you get into the game, the faster the storm circles appear. So if you wait a couple of storm circles, you hang out around the edges and you know, don't go to the center straight away, those storm circles will actually start coming faster. That way you don't have to you know, spend as much time in the center of a storm circle or trying to get out of the center of the storm circle once you get there to move to the next spot. And the storm circles also become smaller, so you don't have to go as far of a distance. So kind of let me give you a little chart here of how the storm works, and this comes from the Fortnite team. They made a little graphic for us that tells us how the storm circles work. And so the stage one, when you first get into the game, so there's a 3-minute delay from when the storm will first appear, and then it's 3 minutes and 20 seconds for a shrink time for that one. And then when you get to this, once you get that one, stage two, or the storm circle two, start, there'll be a 2 minute and 30 second delay. And then once that hits, there's a 1 minute and 30 second shrink time. And then after that 1 minute, 30 seconds, we get a 2 minute delay for the third circle. And then that has a shrink time of 1 minute and 30 seconds. The fourth circle has a 2 minute delay and then a 1 minute shrink time. The fifth circle, 1 minute and 30 second delay and then a 40 second shrink time. The sixth circle has a 1 minute and 30 second delay and then 30 second shrink time. The seventh circle has a 1 minute delay and then 30 second shrink time. The eighth circle has a 1 minute delay and then 30 seconds again for the shrink time. And then the ninth circle has a 45 second delay and then a 25 second shrink time. So you could see here the last few circles, so especially if you get towards the end game, the last circles, they happen pretty quick, and then you don't have to be waiting around as long, and you don't have as wide of a circle that you're trying to run around through to get to the center. So if you can wait it out, you know, if you're a beginning level player, and just kind of hang around the fringes, go to little houses and areas that aren't as populated and wait for the end game without seeing much action, then that is one way to do it. That way all those circles are going to be close together. You'll be able to get to the center from one circle to the next circle pretty quickly, and you don't have to wait long between those circles. Now if you are you know, a more veteran player and advanced player, you're probably going to not have as much of a problem with this one. You could start doing this whenever you like. If you want to start at the very first circle, you know, you go to that center of the circle, and you know, you have enough skill that you can, you know, battle off any opponent that is going to be coming at you, then I encourage you just go straight for the center of the circle right away and get this one done as fast as possible if you have those type of skills. The other thing I would really suggest to people out there is that you don't have to just play solo mode for this. You can do this in duos. You can do this in squads. You know, so you can, all you have to do is visit the center of three circles in a single match. So, you know, maybe Find some friends who also need to get this challenge done, and you can all work together and all travel together and help each other get this challenge done. Again, you know, maybe this is something that, you know, we can do in our community. You know, all the different players who are listening to this podcast, we can join up together, play together. All the people who need help getting this challenge done, we can squad up and get this challenge done together. Maybe you've already got the challenge done, but we've got some other listeners of the show who need help out. We can, you know, we can team up with them and help them get the challenge done as well, as this one might be, again, like I said, a little bit tougher to do solo and a little bit tougher to do for beginning level players. So I don't know why I hadn't done this before. I hadn't thought about it, but yesterday, you'll see in the description of the show notes here, you will see that I put in my username for PS4. So that you can add me on the PS4. It's Magnificant Mikey, Magnificantmikie. And if you put that in, that is my PS4 username. You can add me there. And then again, I'm happy to squad up with people, duos or squads. That way we can all help each other get this challenge done. But again, if it was like a little bit tough for you, just go look at the show notes. You'll see my PS4 username in there. That way we can be added and, you know, help each other out with this challenge. So be on the lookout for that. I'll be on the lookout for anybody adding me on there. Just when you send me the request, just say that, you know, you listen to the Daily Fortnite podcast, so I know it's a listener and not just some random person. I've gotten a bunch of weird random, you know, almost like bot requests in the past. I haven't gotten any lately, but yeah, just send that to me. If you do send me a friend request, mention that you are a Daily Fortnite listener. That way I know that it's, you know, safe to add you and it's not some sort of like scam bot trying to get my PS4 information or something. That's how to do that. And then I have one actual gameplay tip for us here today. The gameplay tip is going to be for getting the supply drops. Obviously, you know, we get those supply drops, the crates that come down on the balloon, and then they're marked by like a blue smoke flare that comes up, and obviously those are big ticket items that always have a lot of really good items in them. There are always a lot of supplies in there, and then you usually end up with some really good, you know, rare legendary type of weapons in those supply drops. And the tip for getting these is, you know, you're not always going to be in a perfect place. You know, they're not always going to land super close to you, but maybe you see where they land. And there's actually a trick that will help you keep an eye on them where they are so that you can get to them. You know, if it happens to be, you know, you're on top of a mountain somewhere and you're far away, you're going to have to run through a city to get to it. Or, you know, maybe it's on top of a mountain and you need to get up to the top. What you can actually do is if you shoot that balloon that the supply drop is on, it will damage it. And then once there's damage done to that balloon, it'll still be something that you can see, no matter where it is. It's almost like if you're playing, you know, squads, or if you're playing duos, you can see the names of your teammates, even though they're inside of a building or they're on the opposite side of a building. You can see their name, so you can see what direction they're in. If you shoot this balloon, it'll cause it damage, and then you could see that display on your screen at all times, so you'll know exactly where, you know, if you end up having to get in you know, you get in a fight and you end up battling and then you lose track of it, you know, you've already shot it, so you will still be able to see on your screen what direction and exactly where that supply drop is. Now, again, this is going to be very helpful when you're trying to get the supply drop. But remember, the supply drops is something that everybody is probably trying to go for because they know they can get some really hot ticket items in the supply drops. So, you know, again, so mark your supply drops by first shooting the balloon. And then once you start getting closer to that, really keep an eye out. Make sure that, you know, you are safe when you are approaching the supply drop, because, you know, other players are definitely going to be trying to get that. And then once you get to it, if you get to it safely without being taken down, what you're going to want to do is build a 1x1 fort around you. So build four walls around you, build a ceiling above you or the floor above you. That way you will be able to open the supply drop safely without somebody taking you down as you are trying to open the supply drop. But again, the biggest tip I have here for getting the supply drop is, you know, they're usually not going to land right next to you. They're going to be far off. So shoot that balloon. That way you do damage to the balloon. That way you will always be able to keep track of exactly where it is, no matter what you have to do to get to it, whether, you know, it's, you know, you have to run through a city and, you know, buildings block your view of it, or, you know, you end up getting distracted because you run into an opponent. Make sure you really mark that supply drop by just shooting that balloon. Alrighty, guys, back to a normal episode today. You know, yesterday we had that really long episode because we were covering the state of development. Note that that the Fortnite team put out. Again, we went covered a lot there, so that episode almost went an hour long. We're back to our normal anywhere from 5 to 20 minute episode here. I want to thank everybody who's still been liking my tweets on Twitter and retweeting those as well. Again, I want to remind everybody to go over to iTunes, subscribe there as well, and leave a 5-star rating and leave a review. I will read your reviews on the show if you leave a 5-star review. I don't have any new ones to go over today, so you know, guys, send me some new ones. That way I can give you a call. You know, I'm getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listeners every episode. So I'd like to see, you know, us keep getting those 5-star reviews and, you know, written reviews as well. I'd love to see those keep coming in. You know, I appreciate everything else that you guys are doing for the show. Following me over on Twitter and Twitch as well. Getting more followers there, so that's very helpful. If you've been following me on Twitter and Twitch, so if you're following me on Twitch, you'll see that I've been making some more highlight collections on Twitch that you can go watch and see my highlights. And I've been doing it by week, so ever since I started streaming over on Twitch. So I have a season 4 week 1 collection, season 4 week 2 collection, and a season 4 week 3 collection. I just finished doing the season 4 week 2 and week 3 collections today, as I had a little bit of free time, and I tweeted those out on my Twitter, so you'll be able to see those over on my Twitter if you're following me there. Each video is anywhere from like 5 to, I think the longest one is 8 minutes, and it's just, you know, a highlight video of my eliminations during that week of, you know, whatever eliminations I got during that week and kind of different strategies I used for getting those eliminations. So go check those out. Hey, I just remembered another thing that I forgot to mention here that was on Twitter and is actually a new game mode that we are getting, a limited time mode. This was also announced on Twitter by the Fortnite team. So let me get this to you here. We actually ran into some issues with this today, but so the Fortnite team tweeted out, you know, shotguns, jetpacks, the close encounters, LTM is here. Remember to check those fuel gauges. And so this was a pretty cool mode, the close encounters LTM. And what it is a game mode where, you know, it's pretty much shotguns and jetpacks, so it's going to be close encounters. I think it's a fun way, you know, they recently introduced the jetpacks. They're saying it's a limited time item for now. Maybe one of these days it's going to be a permanent item, but limited time item for now. So if you go play this LTM, you're pretty much guaranteed to get the jetpack, which is, you know, a very rare item. So you're going to want to play this mode if you really want to play with the jetpack, and then you play a fun game mode centered around jetpacks and shotguns. I almost forgot about this because actually after they tweeted that out, saying to go play the mode, they tweeted out another thing shortly after that saying, due to an issue with close encounters, we've had to disable this LTM while we investigate. During this time, they said, in the meantime, we've enabled solid gold. And so that was actually happening today. They actually took down, the close encounters, game mode for a little while, actually for quite a while, big portion of the day, and then I guess they got it up and running. So it is up and running now, so you can go play this game mode again. Now they did take solid gold back down, so you can't play solid gold anymore, but close encounters is back up now as of a couple of hours ago. And again, so you get jetpacks and you get shotguns. But yeah, this is available to go play now. I suggest you go play this, so that you can mess around with that, jetpack. That way, if you happen to get the jetpack while you're playing, you know, solo or, duos or squads in, you know, an actual match, you'll have some experience playing around with it and know how to use it, well, you know, in any type of situation. That way you're not, you don't pick it up and then have no idea how to handle it and control, and you're gonna double jump, you're gonna hold that button down to keep it to keep the fuel going, so that you can go higher and then let go to go back down. And then it takes, you know, the amount of time that you are not using the jetpack, then it will recharge and then you can use it again. So yeah, go play this mode so that you can play around with the jetpack. That way, if you know you're getting an actual match, you'll have some experience playing with it. And it's just a fun game mode to play anyways. Again, I almost forgot about it because almost instantly after they put this game mode up, it was within an hour of putting the game mode up, they were having issues with it and then took it down almost all day. And just a couple hours ago, they put it back up and tweeted out that it was back up. So yeah, go play that mode. Now I'm pretty sure that's everything I have for you guys today. There's nothing else that I can think of. That's all for today, guys. Go play the close encounters. Go visit those, the center of the storms, and, mark those supply drops. Alrighty, guys, until tomorrow, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.